this year's Valentine's Day was the first Valentine that I spent in Lagos. And I have to tell you, people that are going to, if Judgment Day happens that day, oh man, there's going to be traffic on the way to, you know, the Bible says, wide is the way. Even as wide as the way, there's going to be traffic.
Can you
because
imagine?
Quite literally, in the city of Lagos, there was traffic. Like, because of people were going to fornicate.
Exactly now. Come on. It's a day to be with your special person and do all sort of nasty things. Yeah, that's right.
Hi. My name is Abiola Adoragbemi, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast.
Hi, my name is Abiola Adoragbemi. I want to welcome you to another episode of the podcast. If you're new here, I want to let you know that you're tuning into one of the best podcasts that you might possibly ever listen to in your lifetime. I say this with so much confidence because, I mean, Kimagaralo, Kimagazolo, if you don't understand your rap, sorry. It means that I am confident that this podcast is going to be something that is going to watch your time. Just give us about 3 minutes of your time. I promise you that you are going to enjoy every second of it. All right, I have an amazing person here. I'm sure you can see her face if you're watching on YouTube, but I'm always at the conflict of maybe I should introduce my guests or they should do it themselves, because obviously if I do it, it look as if I'm trying to gas them up that they're more important than this podcast. But so would you like, let me ask you, and this is a new concept, should I introduce you myself, or you'd like to, you know?
I would rather you do it.
All right, so hi, this is Samira. We just met a couple of hours ago, and I need to say that she has been the most amazing erotical person. Well, she's the only erotical person that I've ever met in my life, right? So, right, and I'm saying erotical because, yeah, you heard that right. She writes about hot fuck, to use her context.
Yeah.
So, please introduce yourself. I'm out of stuff to say.
I thought you were supposed to do that. We met a couple of hours ago, and you can't say more than 3 lines about me. That hurts a lot.
That was what I took out of the introduction you've said.
That's what you took. That's not the only thing I said.
I know.
That's not the only thing I said. Come on.
Okay,
come on.
Yeah, okay. Let us meet. We'll separate.
Hi, guys. My name is Samira. I'm an author. I'm an erotic blogger. Yes, that's right. I own a blog when I teach you how to do things better. Like, okay, I don't want to get into context, so I don't want you to
No, we're going to get. That's
me.
What the podcast is here for.
Yeah, but not now. I don't want people to start thinking of me as.
But
no.
Listen. You know, like, people have to like listen or watch the first 2 minutes. So we are trying to sell the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, let me sell myself. Hi, my name is Samira. I'm doing it again. I'm an author. I am an erotic blogger. I own a blog where I talk about how to get better at sex and foreplay. Also, I write erotic stories to stimulate and, you know, to get you there.
I think that's enough foreplay for the podcast. So if you're not hooked at this point, I don't know what to tell you, bro. But let's get into it, right?
Okay.
A slideshow had been prepared by the team. I need to say shout out to the star team. You lot are amazing. I'm going to mention everybody's name at one point. But if you're listening or you're watching anywhere in the world, just know that you're to the very best podcast. Also, before we get into the podcast, I need to tell you that this is literally, and I'm not even trying to say this, I usually say this when I exaggerate, but this is like our 200 take, bro. I'm not even joking.
It's not joking, no.
I'm not joking, bro. Like, it's really hard to explain because I kind of switched from Windows to Mac, and I've been trying to, in my head, I don't know the audacity, and I was going to, like, you know, okay, it's easy, but bro, like, I would probably just put in a few bloopers, you know, at the end of the podcast, just to make it really fun and interactive.
No, you
but
didn't.
I will do it.
No, you did. Oh, goodness. God's sake.
But I will tell you this for a fact. Before you get into your laundry, whatever makes you feel at home with the podcast, maybe you want to wash clothes, maybe you want to wash plate, maybe you want to,
to listen with your special person. Go ahead.
Right.
But I hope you don't have a special person, because I will be jealous. Okay.
Oh, good. You don't have a.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm not even gonna do that, Pepe. But but there's this thing that we usually do. It's a very small act, but it goes a long way, right? Where you take a screenshot of the podcast and you share on your social media platform, your Instagram, your Twitter, your Twitter timeline, your WhatsApp status, just to get the gospel of the podcast. That this is literally one of the best podcasts again that you listen to. Enough foreplay. Let's get into it.
Did you say foreplay?
Yeah, that's
can you imagine? Go ahead.
I can imagine. I mean, I said what I said.
Yeah, of course you did.
But okay, so today's topic is the mess we call dating, or the mess we call relationships, right? In this Gen Z world, it is hard to know what people are doing in relationships, because when I met Samira, she was talking about certain things, and I'm like, wow, do you not actually do these things, bro? Like, I cannot keep a track of call me. Funny how I'm not old. I'm still a very small boy.
Old man. He's pushing like 40 years right now. You guys, you should not align to deceive you, sweet boys, please.
I have a cigarette.
Yes, you have a cigarette. Can we move on from that round?
Let me take a minute to take that in. Wait,
let's move
men,
on. Let's go. No, for God's sake.
Down. Men don't get compliment. Men don't get complimented often.
Okay.
So let me take it all in.
Okay.
Okay. I think I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you have nice eyes too. Okay, take another minute. Yeah, take another minute. Though. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So I'm not going to waste your time. If you're listening or watching us, we have a lot of things planned for you. I see that Samira's plan is to, you know, waste your time. But I'm not here to waste your time. Right. So the mess we call dating these days, right? Now, I don't know whether the last time I've dated Yafte, or maybe the date that I date now is different. And again, I'm saying these two things because I want to confuse my enemies.
Can you imagine?
Maybe the date that I date before, maybe the date that I date now is different from what people date. But at the time or now.
See the way he's talking at the time, like 1990s. Well, this guy is old, let me tell you.
Anyways, so at the time or now, I do not used to feel like, or I don't feel like, oh God, I'm going to mess with some people's mind.
Don't be shy.
I don't used to feel the need to want to prove anything to anybody, right? But now we have social media doing the most for relationships, and I'm like,
the bar has been raised so high.
Right? Have you seen? Okay, first, I think this year's Valentine's Day was the first Valentine that I spent in Lagos. And I have to tell you, people that are going to, if Judgment Day happens that day, oh man, there's going to be traffic on the way to, you know, the Bible says wide is the way, even as wide as the way, there's going to be traffic.
Can you imagine?
Quite literally in the city of Lagos there was traffic, like because of people were going to fornicate.
Exactly. Now come on, it's a day to be with your special person and do all sort of nasty things. Yeah, that's right.
I should however say that I am not trying to support this or whatever the act is. You lot, I don't know, man, it's your body, you do whatever you want to do, right?
Because you don't have self respect doesn't mean you have to be against it. Okay, do you understand? You don't okay, good.
Yeah, moving on. Right, so now this raises the question, you know, the mess we call relationship. This raises the question, why exactly are you in a relationship, right? It's we have it time and again that people get into relationships because of they are bored or they don't enjoy their company and they feel the need to want to be with someone.
Why would you want to do that?
How do you mean?
Why would you enter a relationship because you are bored? Or because you don't enjoy your own company? That's just, you're suffering the other person.
Have you seen like maybe you don't have the people that have my WhatsApp. People on my WhatsApp, oh my days.
They will tension you. You would get lonely at one point.
We get it.
But like, why would you want to enter a relationship because you're bored? You don't feel anything for the person. You're not even physically attracted. If let us say there's no emotional attraction, there's no physical attraction.
I need to take
you're suffering yourself.
I want you to take a second out of whatever. Probably you need to watch this, right? On the streets of YouTube, look at me. It means look at me very well. How will you not be physically attracted to this human being? Don't let me off this. I'm trying to sell the podcast, you know, merch. Anyways, but look at me. You're not be visible. Are you playing with me? Stop playing, bro. So there's some people that are pretty as hell.
Yeah.
And you tell yourself that, you know, she's going to be a beautiful is it handbag or plus one? And what if I get to like this person?
Okay.
And that begs the question of, are you getting into a relationship because you're scared of being alone, or you actually feel something with the person? I want you to take a second to think about this. If you want to pause the podcast, if you want to, you know, take it back for a second, just think about it. Are you in a relationship because of what is swear, or you have, you know, you have spent 3 years on the street, like some people that I'm not mentioning their name, but
oh please.
You have spent 3 years on the street and you're like, you don't even know what it means to feel love anymore. If I try, you want to test waters, is that why you're in a relationship, or you truly and genuinely like this person that you were with, right? Okay, I believe that has sunk in.
Godwin.
So let's get into the conversation. So what is your expectation of a relationship, Samira?
Oh, I'm about to describe a perfect man. You're giving this man the avenue to come to my... Oh, God. Okay. Okay. What am I expecting in a relationship? Frankly. I guess, like, you can have a certain set of expectations and later fall for somebody that doesn't have that set of expectations that you're looking for. So just, it's just cool to keep an open mind when you're... when you want to get into a relationship,
for you, no, don't divert.
No, okay, but there are like certain things that you look for. You know, when it makes you laugh, yeah, I like a guy that makes me laugh.
P.S. I've been doing that for the past 3 hours, but you know, you can continue.
Come on, I like a guy that makes me laugh. You know, we can joke together.
I did.
You know?
I've checked that box one. Please go on. I'm interested.
Joke together. No, we can have like inside jokes and stuff, and you get my sarcasm. And
I got that sarcasm, by the way. But, you know, go ahead.
And we watch the same kind of movies. You know, I can't be watching.
Yo,
I can't be watching today. Friends or today. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and you're telling me to move that thing because you're laughing inside. I beg your pardon. Like you have to enjoy some of the things I enjoy, and you have to be a Marvel fan. I'm sorry, you have to be a Marvel fan. Please.
Have you seen Batman? I love DC though.
Oh, please, Batman. Oh, come on.
Did you see the new Batman movie?
I've not seen the new Batman
movie. Bro, it's hard. Bro.
Yeah, but I don't like Batman. He's a fraud. What is Papa? A cool utility belt. Come on.
Plenty bastard money. The same 100 million that your...
Oh, come on.
Listen, I don't like to talk politics, but if APC's financial secretary would be looking at money like, yeah, feed me more.
Oh, shit, cash out season.
Because 100 millionaire. How many people do we have?
Yeah, like, a lot of people have bought the forms, and I'm like, is this like a form of investment or something?
Okay,
but
so
anyways,
if you don't, I want to explain that part. So people that don't understand, if you're watching for us from the diaspora or for wherever, basically, this is election season in Nigeria, and we are told that the form that you buy to aspire to protect.
Not even like presidential, like for like primaries in your like party, you have to buy a form
of 100 million naira.
You're not guaranteed to go on to like the main elections, or just like
to the main event, like they say in WrestleMania, you know?
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Yeah, obviously, you're like, how will I say it? You're the side attraction. You're like Monday Night Raw. While like the president, this is like WrestleMania, but you're not guaranteed to go on. But anyhow, you're just wasting your money.
A ton of 100 million naira's though.
Shah.
Okay, moving on. Now she was mentioning specs, and I think I've gotten 3 out of 4. So is that all?
No,
is that
that's not all. Like, okay, the normal God fearing. You people used to say God fearing. You know, good man and all of that. You know, he has to be a good person. He has to be like considerate of my feelings. You know, when I tell you about my experiences, I don't want you to say,
Madu.
You add it easy. Even if I add it easy, I don't want to hear that from you. I want you to like, you know, how will I say, reassure me. I guess. Do you understand? Not like you're saying that. Okay, the other people have gone through worse. I know. I don't care. I feel sorry for them, but feel sorry for me. At this point,
I think if you've heard Samira's conversation so far, she's a very dreamy person. She likes all this. She lives in the fantasy of our own.
Yes, I'm a dreamy person. Yes, although I understand that I won't get everything I want, obviously. But like, you know, you have to dream. Come on, the universe just throw someone in my lap. Thank you. Okay, like I was saying. Okay,
so now,
on my finish,
now that we've described your perfect, and again, I'm sorry that I interrupted you because I know that list is long.
It's that not list, that long. Oh my god.
Yeah, is there anything?
It's okay. Let's go on. Let's go on.
So now that is your expectation of a man or the guy. What is your expectation of a relationship?
Whew.
Do you think it's personal? Do you think what should influence that expectation?
Okay, for me, my situation in a relationship is that, well, there's no this one person for, there's only one person for you in this wide world. No,
I think, so you don't believe in the concept of soulmates?
Nope. No, I used to, but it's a cake. So, like, I don't believe that there's only one person for you on this earth. So, someone that I call your soulmate now, you broke up in another 3 months, another soulmate has entered. Come on, it doesn't make sense. I feel like two adults or two consenting adults or two people should come together and try to make it work. And they try their best to, you know, make it work. The trust and love is there. They do their best every time to communicate properly, because the difference between communicating and communicating properly and understanding also. You get, like, you need to communicate and try to make it work. And when you get to a point where it doesn't work again, you know that, okay, this is our stalemate now. We have gotten there. Then to just pull out and, you know.
I feel like she's talking from an ex. She has had a number of breakups and she's become good at it.
Right. That's not, that's
we are going to get to that cover story, that your very fast stories. No, obviously. Right. Now, the point of this particular episode is to sensitize young people as to what relationship actually is, right? We know we have a lot of TikTok couple goals, we have a lot of Instagram Godwin. So like it's really wild. The number of Godwin, from DM to marriage. Like people just imagine
like a simple hi and telling me you're getting married in 6 months. Like, why is it that my own eye doesn't lead to anything? Now, wow.
So that is the point of this conversation. But we cannot just go into that. We have to do the background. What is it called? We just have to build to that point.
We have to lay the ground. We have to lay the background.
Okay. You know the vibes. Right. Anyways, so now that we have mentioned what she thinks relationship should be, I personally feel like relationship is a form of friendship. Did you see that dramatic pause I did? It's a new thing. Whereby when I'm talking, I just make certain dramatic pauses.
Sound deeper. Okay.
Right, but I personally feel like relationships are a form of friendships, and people don't actually see this. Right, I get it. Okay, I'm about to make a dad joke. And I know it's a dad joke. I'm not old, but this is a joke.
He is.
I said that people don't actually see this. So, like, what if I'm dating someone from Ghana? Will she see this?
Comedy. What?
You get the joke.
Yeah, I got the joke. That was like, oh, come on, you can do better.
I'm not trying to impress anybody.
He hasn't tried to impress me all morning since, like, jokes. Like, come on.
Okay, so personally, I feel like relationships is a form of friendship within people. And maybe that friendship now involves a lot of number of body parts, if that's what relationship is to you. Well, yeah. But I feel like people ignore the part, and it's a very important part, that relationship is a form of friendship, intimacy onto some sort of mental level, right? And, you know, social media, and I keep saying social media because obviously I get it. You just want the attention, but at the same time, when person they tell you, say, I started from NYC, now we are married. First of all, you know, in hindsight, time is shorter.
Yeah,
if people don't realize on social media that when people actually come out to say, you know, I married my long lost love, 6 years is not joke, it's not like child's play in real time,
exactly.
And people don't realize these things,
you have to like invest a lot of time,
also. I believe that bad things has more PR than good things.
Of course.
Like, if you hear that something terrible, that's why I don't even watch news anymore, right? The news, and I have this, it's just a theory in my head that the news thrives on bad news.
Bad headlines.
Bad headlines or bad incidents. Because if everybody's saying that, you know, this one got that one, people is not going to want to watch this.
Bad headlines get like the most attention. It's just how it is.
And as such, the good relationships, the good standard, the actual, some of your, it beats me that your couple goals is I don't know, who is Tonali Badge?
Tonali Badge.
Does she have a relationship?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm looking for someone that, like, okay, this guy that acted man of God with his wife, right? I don't know if those guys are in a good relationship or not. I don't follow the social media couples, but say, for example, a relationship that is very popular, and you look at them and you set them as a relationship.
Rihanna and A$AP Rocky. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I love that. Now, forgetting that your parents have been together for the past 30 years, do you know what that means, bro? So, I think we need to redefine what a relationship is to you. Now, I hope with this part I've been able to
convince and not convince you.
Create some sort of curiosity as to what relationship could be to you.
Okay.
Now let's move on. What do you factor in? What do you say that okay, I think this person is ripe for relationship? Do you, because okay, I will tell you a personal story, and this is what makes a conversation really healthy, personal stories and whatnot. At one point in my life, I did not want to go into any relationship. Why looking at me with so much curiosity? You want to get to know me, Abby? Okay, anyways. At one point in my life, I saw relationship as I don't know. I just didn't want it. And for like 2 years plus 3 years, I just was uninterested, right? It felt good. Like, you know that feeling when you're not going to a party, but it feels good to be invited anyway. So, like, I'm telling you now. So, it felt good to be, you know, reached out, like, bro, sign boy, come on, do nah, nah, nah.
Can you imagine? Well, not going to be like that. Yeah, it is.
But at one point, something changed. I met somebody and I was like, you know what, let's try this out. Of which we were both coming from that point that we're not ready for this, right? And we tried it. Long story short, it did not work. If you're looking for happy ending, this is real life, bro. It did not work.
Oh, right? That's so sad.
Right? Mostly, that was my fault. I'm not gonna lie, it was my fault. I didn't cheat, I think.
Of course you didn't.
But I think she fell. You know, we said, like I said, we wanted to try.
Okay.
And she fell harder than I did.
Aww.
And if it just wasn't working for me. So if your factor to get into a relationship was to give it a try, I think it's an honest one. I think it's something that if you're coming from a good place, but if your relationship is because of you don't want to be bored, or you're looking for to do is view our view, you're doing certain things with our social media.
You're just literally stressing yourself and stressing the other person. You're stressing your mental health. It's not healthy. Stay on your own and enjoy your own company. To be honest,
you're saying wise words, or you're just explaining where you are living right now, where you are living right now?
Oh, come on. No. Like, why would you want to put the other person's feelings to test just because you don't want to be bored? I know that this person is really, really in love with you, or the person really likes you, and they're like, okay, I don't want to be bored. Everybody,
you know, ladies do this a lot.
Yes, I know. Everybody that I want, they don't want me, so let me just opt for the person that, you know. But then perhaps you will think that along the way you will like him, or but then things that you would do, sweet things will start getting you irritated because you don't like him enough. Like, you would want to, like, buy you flowers, you know, take you out, send you, like, cute messages, and you're like, come on. and I'm just like, you don't need all these things, but then you're not, like, properly invested because you're not in love with the idea of being with that person.
Let me tell you something, and I want to say it with my full chest. We are living in a reality that it has a circle of life.
Yeah.
The person will like, no like me.
Exactly.
You will come like me. You didn't say I go like you.
You see, that's the thing. See, I'm getting Ed. So some people definitely will get Ed, even if I don't. I can't be texting like to people every day. I'm sorry.
I don't get you.
You're
getting what?
I'm getting Ed now. Ed.
I don't.
You see, see, old man. I'm telling people this guy is old. See,
no.
I just said I was getting Ed, and he said.
A-I-R-E-D.
What an amazing wow, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't know what Ed means.
No, do you know what I was thinking though? I was thinking H-E-A-D. So I'm like, you are getting, no, the way she said it, no, I can't be the only one that had that. No,
I said I was using Ed now. Listen, I didn't even use H factor, I'm sorry, you're alone.
Listen, if you got that joke, please drop a comment on social media or on Spotify or Apple Podcast.
Oh, please.
Let me know that I'm not alone. Please, I beg of you in Jesus' name. Because I don't want to think that I'm the only terrible
person. I said Ed now, come on.
Saying that.
Okay.
I'm being ignored. Let's use another.
Okay,
English.
No, I'm being left on red.
Uh-huh.
So obviously some other people will be left already, even if it's not my fault. I can't be like texting everybody every day. I can't maintain the same vibe every day. I used to lose interest very, very quick. So that's what the thing. Personally, I want him. He has read my text since, no reply.
So, if you want to get into a relationship, what would you consider to be your primary three things? Okay, let me give you time to think. So like, you want to say it first?
Okay, wait. Okay. Like I said, you should be really considerate of my feelings, what I feel.
One.
Two of us should be concerned about each other's growth. we should be able to grow with each other.
Interesting.
And three.
Say it.
Three. I guess. You should communicate clearly.
Shut up, John. Don't say that. Don't say what you wanted to say before.
Oh, come on.
Say what you wanted to say before, please.
She literally worshipped me. okay, you have me in your life and you want me to be in your life and I want to be in my life also. You should consider me above some things.
Shout out to Victoria that sang All Power Belongs to You.
Yeah, I don't have big bum bum, so power does not bless my mom. so you should consider me above something. I knew a guy that you would leave me to go to Twitter Spaces in the night when I want to text them, and then you come and meet you around like 2 a.m. when you're feeling sleepy, and you come and say, oh sorry, I was on Twitter Space, and you're like, are you really kidding me? Right? You can literally text why you want to. You can literally. I'm not saying you're not good.
So what? Let me ask you something. What do you want anybody that wants to date me should do? Because I literally am in love with my podcast. I have been told that I love my podcast more than I love. And which, by the way,
yeah, you should get married to Rito.
I don't mind.
Yeah. Okay. Let's officiate. Jelly beloved. Jelly beloved. Raised.
But. I think I understand where I'm coming from, and that pretty much makes sense. For me, if I'm to get into a relationship, I haven't had a thought.
I think you should write this down if you're interested in this man.
Okay, I have a note for you too as well. So.
I know. I'll put it to my brain.
Okay,
because...
so for me, first thing would be to glasses.
I wear glasses. Yeah, I do. I can show you a few pictures on my phone.
Yeah, it is. Glasses.
Check one. Okay.
I'm a big fan of glasses. If you know me, it's not a strange thought. I'm obsessed with girls and glasses. Second of all, would be your enunciation. Like, you have to. Like, if you talk like this, bro, let me know that. I'm on. Is it bad now?
Check two.
Now, these are
vain. Check two.
These are the vain things, though. But, number three would be, obviously, I think it's more than three. Should I keep going? I'll stop at
you
three.
You said three. You didn't.
Okay.
I said three.
Okay. I'll stop at three. I'll just match up everything into the third one.
Yeah. All
right. So, glasses, enunciation. Obviously, you have to be. I'm pretty much vain. So, breast, by the way. But ass first.
Please, ass titties over ass any day. Please, come on.
Yeah. No ball. Right. So, although you have to be for number three, aesthetically, you have to be aesthetically pleasing. But at the same time, love God. Be very passionate about your own growth.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, fine face. Your everything is, let me walk with you outside and I get a confidence boost from just walking with you.
Okay, great. After this podcast, we're going to take a walk. So I'll see if it has a confidence boost or not.
Right?
Okay, go on.
All of these things that I said earlier on was like the, very vain one. Because when people are trying to talk about relationships and they're trying to be serious, they ignore the fact that we are young people and this. No, but it's not your personality that
exactly.
Like
it's okay. It's okay to be physical. It's okay to be physical. Like I'm like people that are like maybe I have physically attracted to you. So it has to happen. Even if there's emotional attraction, if I'm not physically attracted to you, I would overthink that particular fact until I eventually lose interest.
So for me,
doesn't mean you are ugly. That doesn't. It just means that maybe I have my preferences, or maybe you have your preferences, or maybe some people that I find. Fine, I'm not fine to some people. That's how it is. No, I'm not asking you're ugly or anything.
Anyways, so all of those things are pretty privileges. But obviously, you have to be very passionate about your growth. And I need to tell you, I'm a very busy person. So they do plenty of things. Like I could be on Twitter Space. Like, but for me, it's not Twitter Space. For me, I could be on Figma. Figma is a design app for designers. I spend a lot of time on there. I could be on YouTube trying to learn something. I could be on social media trying to work. Like for me, I spend a lot of time doing a lot of things. So, come on, your time management, our time management.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be busy. Nobody actually, of course, you want a man that is actually passionate about what he does. But then, for example, let's say I text you, let's say I wake up at 5:30 and text maybe like 6 a.m. and you wake up around like 7 o'clock and then you get to your social media, you are tweeting, you are doing all this thing. You now come to find me by 7 p.m. at night. How would you feel? And the person will tell you that, okay, I was busy all through. Like, you can't actually take like 5 minutes. It goes for both women and men. You can't take like 5 minutes. So, like, two.
If you can, if you
can like see 30 seconds
or hear the pain behind what she's saying.
Yeah, exactly. Because
I feel like only experience kind of could have done
exactly
that.
like you can just take 2 minutes of your time, like, hey, what's up, my day's going to be really few today, I will talk to you when I can, I'll talk to you at the end of the day, or I'll give you a call before you sleep or something like that. Okay, you're fine. This person already knows that, okay, it's going to be really busy, then okay, maybe I will drop in maybe voice notes throughout the day, or you get, or check up on him or something like that. Then at the end of the day, when he says, okay, I'm going to be free by this time, let's talk, whatever. So yeah, that's just how we're supposed to be, like, not when you wake up, you not text, they will not leave you there, you not, you won't seen, I've seen them tweeting and doing that, and you're like, what?
If you've been hearing tweets, she's actually a Twitter influencer with
a shit ton
of followers on Twitter. How many followers do you have on Twitter?
I don't have a shit ton. I just have 28.6k followers. So it's not a shit ton. Come on.
Jesus. Offer. Samira, hold my hand. Help me out. Take
he
me,
has
take
very
me
soft
there.
Hands. Do you think Gaming David?
I want to make, like, take me to the height of influencer level. I'm trying to get the podcast on. So, it's the Shaking Tables podcast. So, before we went for that break, we mentioned that Samira was a Twitter, or is a Twitter influencer, and we're trying to get the podcast up there so that in the eyes of plenty people. But nonetheless, this leads me to my next question, and I think it was deliberate that we brought Samira on here because she's a Twitter person. And on Twitter, a lot of stuff.
Go on.
That place is dark. Like, I ran away from
it. It's not dark. Don't mind him.
Let me tell you a couple of events that led to my departure from the app. I'm just starting to get back into it. The event of, you know, there was the October period.
Yeah,
NTAS. That was the NTAS. It was so dark. Then there was also that there's a part, the time that rape was getting, everybody was talking about,
yeah,
rape.
That time it was toxic, I did not like to go to my tea that time because it was just stories up and down, and I was feeling really sad and so bad, and at some point I just zoned out and almost took a break because it was getting too much for me at one point. Every day it was just too much, and you literally cannot do anything else than trend hashtags, and it's just so, you feel so helpless.
Understand. So why the hell would you put yourself through that spiral of that void? Like Dave Chappelle says, Twitter isn't a real place.
Yeah, it's not a real place, but no, it's not real to some extent because everybody's good on Twitter. Everybody's the good sense. Everybody's that good friend.
Everybody wants to be cold, bro. Let me tell you something.
Let me explain. When I said everybody wants to be good, it's that when I talk about bad character and stuff, and everybody's like, you. But why are they doing this clinical? But in real life, you know, you're needing them to suck pennies. Yes, we know. But on Twitter, you're saying y'all are wild. Wild Yoshi. We know you used to do it in real life, so stop acting like a saint. That's what I'm saying. Everybody wants to be a saint. If a sex tape comes, now everybody will be like, oh, that girl can. But in real life,
I am no longer wearing glasses.
But in real life, we know what you are doing. I beg, and stop forming like you are only. Who do you want to come and form only for? Everybody has their thing that they are doing. It's
do
okay
you see
to
why she is an influencer on Twitter? Violence Pro Max.
Can you imagine?
Now she says something about it, and okay, I'm not, if you didn't get a part, I'm sorry. But that leads me to my next question, which is sex an important part in a relationship?
For me, at this moment now, I want
don't sugarcoat it, yes or no. See, there's this thing that you people used to do, human beings generally, everybody does it. We want to say something bad, but we don't want to, like,
let me say, I'm not ready for sex in a relationship now, but I want something physical to some extent, you know?
Put the mic closer to your mouth.
Yeah, I want,
pun
like,
intended.
I want, like, the growth things that you get. Come on, like, I was like, why are you looking at me like that? That's how it is. Like, I want to, like, do stuff with you. I want...
Oh my God. All right. I'm so sorry about that. I digress. I'm sorry. Again,
I did not.
So to answer my part, I don't think sex is important in a relationship. I feel like, you know, at the creation of time, yeah, God told us to go and multiply.
Exactly.
Not to go and enjoy yourself.
But sex is enjoyment, though. Is it not? If not, you wouldn't have made it so sweet.
I wouldn't know.
You would, of course you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
Of course you
right.
I see the way he's laughing.
But to be very honest, right, I feel it's a personal thing. Right.
Yeah, it is.
You know, we could then mix this conversation, this sex talk with religion, we could mix it with morality, we could mix it to a personal bias. But nonetheless, at the end of the day, it's a choice of your own.
Yeah, it's a choice of your
own. I am not, the podcast is not trying to support, regret, you know, reject anything. You lot is your life, is your body, do as you like. But
exactly,
you people are having sex tape. You people are doing the
nasty. But I feel like, okay, wow, the sex tape issue, okay, maybe you
We had the podcast called Sex Tape.
Oh,
I mean, my days, it was amazing. Anat was amazing, bro. She did a lot of justice.
I got listen to it again. Like, okay, if you want to like explore and film yourself having sex with your partner and probably watch it later and you know, watch how you guys are getting down. I feel like it is a choice between you people. But then what happens to the video after? Like, do you guys delete it or does one?
So let me tell you what Anat says. She said on the pod, and I will just paraphrase. Anat is she's the official host of the podcast, but location has been really bad.
Okay.
All right. So she says that, or she said that, she would like to have it at one point though. She has to like to do sex tape.
Exactly.
But the phone, you will not see the light of internet.
Exactly.
You
exactly.
See no connection, no Bluetooth, no anything.
Exactly. Put it on airplane mode.
I don't. But I still believe that. I still find it very pointless and useless. But this is not a sex conversation. This is a sex conversation that I feel like it's still personal, right? Brushing past and moving past that. Please, if you're enjoying the podcast, I want to make this interactive. Please just drop a like on social media, tweet about this, share on your social media platform, your stories, screenshot what part you're liking, and let's continue. Okay.
Okay.
Good. Now that we talked about you know, sex and whatnot.
Okay.
Let's talk about.
Go ahead.
Scum.
You mean scum or cum? Because I didn't get that. Come, can I like
scum?
Okay.
So like, you know how they say men are scum. And
mm-hmm.
So now, the advent of this scum in this context is you as a person, right? What would you consider to be cheating? Do you think to kiss somebody is cheating? Do you think flirting is cheating? Do you think you know, I don't know, man. And I would like Samira to go for this, but before she goes on to what she thinks, she tells us a personal story, whether or not she's been cheated or whether or not she's been the cheat, and then we shall now continue to, you know, continue.
Okay, I've not actually been cheated on. Or have I been cheated on? Let's take a moment and reflect. Have I been cheated on? No, I've not been cheated on. I've not been cheated on. Yes, I was. Yes, I am cheated on. Yeah. I think it was 2015.
You people are dating in 2015. Jesus is Lord. What were you doing with your life? How
would you? No, I do not want to talk about that.
Listen. Calm down. Samara, this is a safe space. All right, okay.
No, it is not.
Okay, hold on. Listen. Remove the mic from your mouth. Yeah, come on. How old are you? 30.
I don't want to talk about this.
I promise. You're on air, so people are, don't waste our time.
Thank
you. Yeah, Joe.
Let me explain. I just got into school. I was on a level. Okay, just chill now. Let me land. Let me land. He's already adjusting it. Okay. His headpiece.
That was nice.
You see?
Okay.
Like, okay, that time I was interested in having a sexual relationship. I just wanted an emotional connection, I guess. And then he wanted a sexual relationship at first.
He was someone from a higher level.
No, he wasn't. We're both another level. But he was a sexual person from secondary school. And I was really how are you people like from secondary school? Like, are you guys like serious? My first kiss was in SS2. So like,
my first kiss was in 100 level. I know, take it out.
Okay. And he was a sexual person, and And he would tell me stories and I would be like, this is so wild. And then one day we went on holiday. It was first semester's holiday. I went home and then he told me that as he was going home, because I left him in school, and he told me that as he was going home, he did have sex with a person and he went home. And I was like, I beg your pardon? And it felt like a slap to the face, like, should we say you will not have sex? And another person will do this with me now. And I was like, are you shitting me right now? Eventually, I forgave him. I was young and naive. Never again, Sha. I was young and naive. And
wow.
The relationship spread out like 2015. And then 2019, that was when we That was when we got to our stalemate. 2019, we left school. I graduated 2019 October. And then I went on NYC. He wasn't in my stream. He had to go in the second stream. I went for camp in November.
You met somebody amazing in camp.
Eh?
You met somebody amazing.
No, I didn't. Calm down.
I'm joking. I'm saying that because I mean a lot of people met me and you know.
So like yeah, when I went to camp, I was still dating a lot of people I met in camp. But then I said I wasn't single and you know. Yeah, it was fine. And then the pandemic everything went to shit during the pandemic because we didn't used to talk anymore. And I think along the way, the feelings just sort of like disappeared. And because, okay, for me, I noticed it first, but then I didn't want to be that person that would cut off the whole thing because I would be a very terrible person if I actually did that. But then at one point, when the NSAS thing happened, my mental health was so fucked and there was no way I could keep lying or I could keep being in a relationship that was literally draining me, and I ended it in November. So that's the only time I've been cheated on, Sha. But I'm not recent to my point, but I wouldn't call it cheating because we're in a relationship. But go ahead. To the next question. No, to the next thing.
I feel like these conversations are always one-sided because I'm talking to my guest, so I don't talk about myself. So let me talk about myself. Have I been cheated on? I mean, you know the answer to that.
We don't know. Yes or no?
No, bro. Have you seen? Why? What are you looking for? Okay, obviously, that's bad money. Obviously.
Yes or no?
I've not been cheated on.
Good. That's why you should have led me.
Have I been the cheaty? Have I cheated before?
Mm-hmm.
There was a complication.
Yoruba men. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. You see Yoruba men. You see Yoruba men.
So this one time, yeah, I had issues with an ex. Was it shortly after lockdown or shortly before lockdown? I have no idea. I think it was before lockdown. I was on IT, I remember that correctly. And you know, the relationship was spanned for almost 6 months. Yeah, the plan was I was gonna go for IT, I was gonna get back, we're gonna go on. Then at the end of my IT lockdown happened, so it lasted longer than expected, right? I think, yeah, it was not at the end of lockdown, I remember. It was at the end of lockdown. So it got to a point in which people had been coming to visit and had wanted to do certain things, but faithful boyfriend. But it got to a point, this person came like
you
the second
to
time.
Not. You just had to, didn't you? Just had to, didn't you?
So this person came and I knew that this person was coming the day before. So you know what? I found the silliest excuse to break up.
I think this is the way we are dropped. Can you imagine Yoruba men?
No.
Oh my god. Yoruba men.
No, listen.
Why would you do
she
that?
She actually had been having this. Nobody's perfect. So me just took that imperfection and I blew it out of proportion.
You're looking for a way out.
And I broke off. And the following day the person came.
And you did things. Didn't you?
I did. Okay, well.
Yeah, you
Anyways, moving on.
I hear some people try to like, you know, dance around.
I really don't understand how you lost those.
You did things, did you not?
You have,
yes or no?
Anyways,
No.
This person.
No, answer the question. Yes or no? You did things, yes or no?
Yeah, well, things is relative. I like how that sounded. Things is relative.
Things is relative.
So anyways, so I think the following week, I got to be another person. No. So let me explain. I could not live with the conscience that I was going to do that. So I ended with the person. Yeah. So I now spoke with my guy. My guy wasn't like, guy, what's wrong with you? Do this thing and go to Jari.
Oh,
like,
shit.
How can you people be so inconsistent? So that is just one. Anyways, the point is that
he has further confused us. He has even confused us, but he has cheated.
I don't think that was cheating. I just think that was just a gray area.
We're on a break.
So
technically,
It was a gray area, right?
Of course, it was.
So
a gray area.
For me, so what level do I consider cheating? I'm a very very terrible person to cheat. In fact, I'm a terrible person in all.
See what you say, you people. You should run away. If you are having a crush on this, he just told you. Save yourself. Okay.
I don't give two shits about your friends. I don't give two shits about what your guys. I'm not curious to the point in which I open your phone now. You're calling somebody. Like, there's been point in which you're not even asking. I don't care. I don't care, bro. It's your friend.
It's a good thing I don't have friends. So yeah, go on.
So like, I don't like that people are like, I don't want to be friends with my big friend or family. I don't want to know.
No, them. I don't do that too.
So
I beg.
So I don't see whatever. I don't think for me, borderline cheating is when maybe you kiss somebody that I'm not aware behind me or you.
Okay, so if you are aware, uncle.
If I was aware. If I'm not aware, that means I don't know about it. Ignorance.
Yeah. Sleep for 7 minutes.
Good. I like that you said that because I did it before.
Yeah.
My baby was in the room, by the way, but
I did that too.
But as a good boyfriend, ask for permission.
He said he asked for permission.
Ask for permission.
No way. Sorry. No way you look at her in the room full of people and be like, can I kiss her? And she's like,
no. I think it was a very bad area because the cost of not doing it was either the cost or it was drinking. But yes, it happened. But the point is that
you kissed another person in a presence, and she looked as you stuck your tongue down. Like, oh, I cannot even. Just let us go on.
Writer of active imagination.
Let us go on. Okay, what happened?
Anyway, no, it wasn't that.
Yeah, you French kissed, didn't you?
So now, to kind of bring it all home, right? You know how they usually say that 2 plus 2, and send this to the person and see the thing you are dating.
Don't.
So what I'm trying to make from that scenario is, you know, the dating pool is fucked right now, and I say fucked with so much penis. All right, but there's nothing on the street. I'm not gonna lie to you. People out there that are street. There's nothing on the street.
Nothing on this street. If you're in a relationship, better hold your man and woman tight because it will just break your ass silly on this.
Let me explain to you that if you don't realize it, people are willing to be with your boyfriend knowing that you are
yes they are.
Please, I think that we need to redefine what we call relationships, what we look at as relationship goals, because we see I'm not trying to give anybody accolades. I'm tempted to want to mention their name. We see all these, some of these TikTok couples or Twitter couples, or this guy that is dating this big girl that is traveling abroad right now. You should know her. I'm not mentioning her name. Her name starts with AL. She's dating one big Twitter, but anyways, point is that, never mind. I don't know the guy, but I know he's one very big boy like that. Nah, tech bro, just later. Point is that.
Oh yeah, I get just later. Yeah.
I don't think that people should influence your relationship. I don't think that people's opinion. I think social media. I've been in relationships that I did not post anything, bro. Like, I posted. If I'm posting you, my babe. I'm posting you as Cruz. Nobody go know. It got to a point in which I posted this babe. We were all in a community of creative group in Abeokuta in Ogun State. And somebody was like, Kiniko, what's going on? Like, my babe is now group, like, they lie. And time and again, my babe would do some kind of big things. And I'm like, see, babe, if you're a fan of, don't be a fan of my podcast. Don't share it too much because people are not like, oh yeah, supporting this, but no, just be, you know.
Come on, be a fan of this podcast if you want to be his girlfriend, though.
Yeah, anyways,
listen, let actually, people get his place. Like,
actually,
you know,
if you want to get a place in my heart, I'm not even joking, just be a very, very big fan of the podcast. And I promise you, that you have me on chokehold.
You see, bro. You see. Can you guys listen?
I seem for people that seem to the podcast.
Go and listen and memorize all the episodes.
He has a pro hack. Tell me something very genuine about the podcast and wear glasses too.
And you will that, have I would a chance that, to go to,
that's a sign
to from go God. On a lunch date with him. You know,
there will be somebody that have money that's going on this. You're going to start,
and touching. You exchange shy smiles across the table, and you know, just the works.
All right. Anyways, it's been an amazing conversation so far. I appreciate. So what is it called? Samira.
You see what is it called? Can you imagine?
I'm sorry.
Your chance.
Come on. Who says I was trying?
Who said you're trying? You see, because you guys, okay.
But thank you very much, Samira, for an amazing conversation. I should, however, say that it's been the conversation has been weird because we're trying to record this. A number of there's going to be bloopers at the end of this.
There's this before where I really embarrass myself and I don't want it to be out there.
She was talking about Yoruba men.
Don't do
and
it.
Shaking
don't,
legs.
Please, no.
Yeah, so.
Why would you do that to me? That's
unfair. So now, we're going to the point of the podcast where we talk about our sponsor, right? And if you don't know what this is, we talk about people that if you want to sponsor the podcast, you want to get your brand across a number of listeners. Because I should, however, tell you that the podcast recently got across the landmark of 18,000 listens so Yay. Far. And you know, if you want to get your why am I saying your so much? If you want to get your brand said to people, to a number of people, a number of young people, because that's what we're talking to. Please reach out to us via our mail shakingtables@gmail.com, or you just want topic request, send us a mail. I'm looking forward to your mails. Please, I'm sure we all procrastinate. So while you're having this thought, or you're thinking that okay, well, this topic will be sweet, send us the mail.
Yeah,
you're thinking
I'll
that send okay,
you a fan mail.
Yeah,
for Adura.
Funny how I've never gotten a fan mail before.
Hey, God, I like to write one if I get to realize
it. I like to experience it.
What do you call the mail again?
Shaking tails with AA at
gmail.com.
Okay. Or okay. When you are also sharing the podcast screenshots on your social media platform, you can add to us on Instagram at Shaking Tables with AA or Twitter at The Star Podcast. We're also live on TikTok at The Star Podcast. We have our video content on there. Now, we're rounding up. I just want to talk about the sponsor for today. The sponsor for today is none other but The Shaking Tables. If you look at me from top to bottom, if you're watching the video, I'm putting...
Yeah, it has a headpiece with star on top.
Brody,
it's very, very fancy, you know.
Bonnet.
Very, very in style.
It didn't actually cost. Understand? Yeah.
That's what young men of nowadays are wearing. Very, very stylish.
Very, very beautiful.
Very stylish.
Thank you very much. But yeah, I also have this superstar shirt.
Yeah, it makes
me look good. We are actually revamping. We are re-strategizing. We have a new line of merch. The podcast has an NFT, by the way. But it's all a work in progress. Shout out to none other but The Star team. Right. I'm gonna do a roll credit at the end of the podcast, but in a bit. So yeah, if you want to get the podcast merch, you want to get, we have hoodies. I was on the audio in the last episode. You want to get the face cap, we have the hoodie, we have the sweatshirt, we have the long neck, everything, bruh. Just be in style with the podcast and we finna see you in a bit. Okay, lastly, there's this new thing that we want to try as well, which is if you want to give birthday shout out, right? The podcast is a community, not just
Darren is your
two
birthday.
People.
I can give you a shout out. See the way you're smiling.
Because I had a joke, bro, and I don't want to say.
Hey, what's your birthday first?
My birthday is July 13th.
July 13th, okay. July 13th, if you didn't hear that the first time.
So, if you want to give a birthday shout out to your loved one, we will just call them on air.
Don't say want to give that to your boyfriend. We don't want. Why would you be preferring the single
Pringles? Why are you paying?
I'm not paying.
Funny how you could also give maybe you are crushing on me, for example, and say you maybe. Say you want to. Oh, it's not a maybe.
Shut up.
Oh, hey.
What's
yeah, that.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that. Okay,
go
so anyways,
ahead.
Anyways, you're having a crush on Ikechukwu and you don't want him to know it. You just send us a mail on shakingtables@gmail.com. And what we'll just do is we'll just call, have a conversation with Ikechukwu and say, yo, Ikechukwu, your crush or your fan says we should reach out to you. We can
crush
tell you.
Crush or your fan, come on.
Anyone.
A secret admirer.
See, this is why she's a writer. She has those words on her head, bro. right? For a secret admirer, ask us to reach out to you. Who do you think it is? Just have a conversation and we'll just grow from there. Basically, we're trying to improve the community of the podcast.
Do you think it is? Like, there was this post on Twitter yesterday where a lady was doing a birthday and the boyfriend asked this brand to tweet a picture of her and told the brand that they should tweet her. The lady should guess the name of her boyfriend and they will give her the gift. Since where she actually says somebody else's name, she uses the man and the gift. That's just weird, man. So now, if I not send you a message, you not come and tell me that is that girl I have been eyeing me, I will not be feeling like, oh my, it's not be funny.
Well, we're gonna grade that. Mm-hmm, we're gonna find somewhere in which we're going to not hurt you or
please.
Especially the persons like me that have let you that married vibe. You know, I can know.
Oh
can,
please, can, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Ah, bro, you don't want to get me started. But oh, you think I'm okay? Anyways, moving on. I play a lot. You should know
yes,
this by now. So if you want to, you know, birthday shout out, fan mails, please, and just send it to us at shikdeals@gmail.com. Right. To round up, we're going to end with this particular scenario, so that you can have a conversation going on. And I'm really optimistic to these responses. Right. Now, how it's going to go is I'm going to give you a scenario and you send us a voice message responding to what you would do in this case, maybe via the mail, which is shakingtables@gmail.com, or send us a podcast, Instagram message on shakingtables@gmail.com, or just send us a Twitter message, use the Twitter voice note feature, and we'll just get to that part. And if you like, we can attach it to the podcast with, you know, content. You know, content is key in all of these things. Instant. Yeah, you get it.
Oh, come on.
Anyways, so the scenario is this. A year into your marriage, you find out that your partner was cheating on you. Maybe with a sibling, maybe with a close friend, maybe with a sneaky link.
Okay, go ahead.
A year into marriage. And okay, take note, they were doing this before you got married. Now, maybe, in fact, now you're stopped. What would you do?
It's an amazing world. He has stopped.
Let me ask you.
I will para and change everything for everybody. Everybody
Remember,
should first go to their house.
Married.
First. Everybody should go to their house. Yes, you're married doesn't mean okay. There are some certain things that you can collect, child. I don't know, but in marriage, some people tell you to be patient.
Don't listen to this girl. She was one that collected somebody that cheated on her and she was still with them for
Calm
4 years.
Down. Okay. I said I was young and naive. I don't get sense that time. No,
you realize that in the next 5 years you are going to be young and naive. Looking back.
Yeah, but I didn't make the same choices.
I know, right? I shook your table. You're confused.
I made worse ones, but like, you know.
Wow.
Okay, like I was saying.
If only I was part of those mistakes.
Do you want to be part of those mistakes? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yo, see, let me tell you something. I used to play a lot. If you take what I'm saying so seriously, you're going to understand. But this is the scenario. A year into marriage, you find out that your partner was cheating on you with maybe a sibling, maybe a close friend. A sneaky link, basically. And, you know, in fact, it could even go as far as confessing it to you in the marriage.
Okay.
It could go as far as you finding out. But what would you do as a lady? What would you do as a guy?
First of all, me, I go first para first. Make everybody first go to their house, go sit down for like 2 weeks. Maybe first day like this. Then afterwards, maybe you cannot start considering. But the fact that you cheated and then perhaps you still kept doing it after marriage.
It was
or
before
something.
Marriage. Though.
Okay, before marriage. Mm-hmm. Before marriage. And it stopped when we got married or they still kept doing it. Stopped when we got married. But we're dating and he was shagging my sibling. Ah! Hey, Ezio. But like.
Okay. See all the Gen Z's language, here's the road. It means
road
that
now.
Ori, like somebody, they will cut your head off, like Ned Stark, and it's now real.
Oh,
floor.
Come on, like you would feel betrayed and hurt that this person that you described, and you could not even like, and just you feel so hurt that I was invested in you. I gave you, okay, let me just say, I gave you my all. I was really invested in the idea. I made you my that one person you get, and then you did this kind of thing to me. And we eventually work out your problem, sha. But you guys can talk together and all that. Maybe your family members will come and sit down. Okay. Maybe your family members will come and sit down, come and beg their yawo. Because
anyways, what I would do, I know all of these are hypothetical, but what I would do is bro, I think I would end the marriage because
there you go.
Because as much as I don't believe in divorce, I I feel like I won't look at it the same.
Exactly. What else did you lie to me about?
I'm not exactly a forgiving person. I like to say that. If you offend me, bro. Once you enter my muted updates on WhatsApp, you're dead to me.
No.
Like, I'm not joking, bro. Once I mute you, and I mute you forever. I just thank God for WhatsApp. I just mute you forever. Like, you're dead to me, bro.
Like that trust will not be there. Like, even if there's not be as strong as before. Like, what else is it like about? Did you really love me, or your relationship, or your marriage because of what? Exactly. Or will you end up doing worse because you hid it from me so well?
So many scenarios.
So, like, would you do more of these things? Or I don't know. Then you now come back and confess again and start crying.
So answer all of these questions.
Bye, boy. To your house.
Answer all of it. Bye, boy. See, that's all this Gen Z language. Anyways, answer all of these questions in our mail. You can send us a mail at ShakingTailsWithAA with a voice message, please. It would be so much appreciated. Or send us an Instagram DM or a Twitter DM. Thank you very much for being a part of the podcast this far. We really appreciate you. Shout out to the star, Prime, Balumi, the content team, Abigail, Taiwo, Femi, or Precious. A lot of people, man. You lot are so amazing. We're going to make a special video for you. You're just so amazing. Thank you very much for this. All of this would not have happened without you. And also you that you've made it this far to the end of the podcast. We really, really appreciate you. And remember, you are a star. Don't forget to stop shining. Peace.
Bye.
Do well to drop a rating or a review on whatever podcasting platform you're listening from. Share with friends and do all of that amazing stuff. See you same time, same station, next episode. God bless.